I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Nearly every lawmaker in the General Assembly voted to create minimum qualifications for the state's education commissioner, but Governor Daniel Malloy decided to veto the bill. Now, the state's largest teachers union is asking the legislature to override the veto. The only public comment against the plan was made by ConCan, an education reform organization with pro-charter school leanings. For Mark Waxenberg, Governor Malloy's veto is a sign that he's more aligned with so-called corporate reform efforts than what's best for public education.
With that group being the only opponent and their testimony almost aligning with the governor's veto message, it leads one to wonder why the governor took this position.
Waxenberg heads the Connecticut Education Association, a union that represents about 43,000 teachers. Waxenberg wants lawmakers to overturn Malloy's veto. Republican State Representative and Education Committee Ranking Member Gail Laviel agrees.
I think that the bill set very good policy in a moderate way, in a reasoned way, so I would like to see it go forward.
The bipartisan bill would require the education commissioner to have at least 5 years of experience as a teacher and 3 as an administrator, and to hold an advanced education degree. The bill came after Stephen Pryor resigned as education commissioner at the end of last year. Malloy picked Pryor even though Pryor had had no education experience outside of starting a charter school in New Haven. In his veto statement, Malloy said the bill took too much power away from the governor's office. To override the veto, Democrats have to agree to take an override vote to the General Assembly, and it would require a two-thirds vote to become law. The governor's office declined to comment beyond Malloy's public statement. David DeRoche, WNPR News.